This is Jay Sekulow. It's a deadline between the Department of Justice and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals to issue the president's statements on judicial review.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Of course, the Supreme Court and our federal courts have as their responsibility the right to rule on the constitutionality of laws passed by Congress. The president made clear yesterday in answer to a question that is what he absolutely believes.
He didn't specify what you're specifying now.
He did yesterday.
Sure. Yesterday. But in his original comments, he did not draw out that caveat. He just said the whole thing would be unprecedented.
That's not what he said, Ed. That's not certainly what he meant. And it was clear to most folks who observe this.
Ultimately, I'm confident that the Supreme Court will not take what would be an unprecedented, extraordinary step of overturning a law that was passed by a strong majority of a democratically elected Congress.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I would like to have from you by noon on Thursday a letter stating what is the position of the Attorney General and the Department of Justice in regard to the recent statements by the President, stating specifically and in detail in reference to those statements what the authority is of the federal courts.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're in our media headquarters. Jordan's with me today. And in just moments, the Justice Department will be filing its brief with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals because of the statements of the President of the United States challenging the ability of the Supreme Court to declare an act of Congress unconstitutional. Now, that has been established, by the way, since 1803 in Marbury versus Madison. But the fact of the matter is, right now, a showdown unprecedented in the last 150, 200 years. Some people are citing Andrew Jackson. Others are saying this is just like FDR challenging the Supreme Court. But the reality is, no sitting president has ever taken the affirmative statements and made the affirmative statements that this president has, Jordan. And it is backfiring and causing the White House a lot of problems. One last thing, but he really meant what he said when he said that it would be judicial activism for the Supreme Court of the United States to declare Obamacare unconstitutional.
He's trying to walk everything back. You heard in the opening of the show today, I mean, everything is a caveat that wasn't added before. The president is a constitutional law professor. I mean, that's what he taught at one of the top five law schools in America. He went to the number one or two, depending on the year you look at it, law school in America, Harvard Law School, where he was the editor-in-chief of the Harvard Law Review, which is the top position in law school to have. To act like the court can't strike down a law as constitutional or unconstitutional, that's their actual key job. That's not the judicial activism part. The activism part is saying you must allow this kind of marriage or this kind of abortion procedure when Congress hasn't taken any action to do that. That's the judicial activism, not saying this is constitutional and this isn't.
I was on Fox News yesterday and CNN. I was debating Jeff Toobin on CNN, and I basically made the statement at the end of the broadcast that according to the left's definition of judicial activism, anytime they lose a case at any federal court, it's judicial activism. And by the way, they're the ones who said, there was a president of the United States who made that statement about unelected judges in a kind of disparaging way. Now, here's the reality, folks. I want you to understand this. I want your comments. What do you think the president was up to when he made that statement? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. But let me tell you this, and I really want to focus in on this, folks. Understand what's happened here. The president of the United States has made a public challenge against the Supreme Court of the United States on a case that has already been argued, voted on by the court, but not yet decided as far as an official opinion goes. Think about that for a minute. The president of the United States publicly challenging a co-equal branch of government. It's an imperial judiciary. That's what we're dealing with, an imperial presidency going after the judiciary. Hey, folks, we're going to take your calls when we come back from the break, but let me say this also. We want you to stand with us on this mandate issue, 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's not let the Obama administration tell us what we have to pay for. ACLJ.org.
President Obama taking an extraordinary step, issuing a warning to the Supreme Court, characterizing those who would vote against Obamacare's individual mandate as participating in some kind of judicial activism. This unprecedented criticism of the High Court is unwarranted and inappropriate. It undermines our republic and the separation of powers. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Send a powerful message to the President and HHS Secretary Sebelius. The individual mandate violates the Constitution and religious freedom. The ACLJ is committed to protecting religious liberty, freedom of conscience, and standing up for those who don't want to be forced to pay for insurance coverage that violates their religious beliefs. Add your name to our petition calling on President Obama and HHS Secretary Sebelius to permit Americans to opt out of a mandate that violates their religious beliefs. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Folks, the president's getting a lot of heat right now on the issue of the statement about the judiciary, specifically the Supreme Court of the United States. Can we go to it live instead of the recorded one? Because I think right now they're really dealing with this issue. Are they dealing with that? Well, if there's a press conference going on right now, I'm trying to find out if, in fact, they're still dealing with that issue. And we don't know if they are. Let's take a listen.
The president's unremarkable observation is that since the New Deal era, the Lochner era, that preceded the New Deal and the change in approach by the court, there has been a long-standing precedent set where the court defers to Congress and to congressional authority in passing legislation to deal with and regulate matters of national economic significance.
Last thing.
That's all.
On the point of critics claiming the president was attacking the court, your colleagues have correctly noted that when the president said that the justices are unelected, he was quoting conservative commentators who have said that for years.
Let's get away from, here's what you've got right now. The president of the United States is in a hot seat. You can see Jay Carney is squirming on this issue, and he needs to because listen to the – I want to set this up for you, folks. We've got a lot of calls. I'm going to get to them. The president of the United States challenged the authority of the judiciary, the Supreme Court of the United States, to declare a law unconstitutional. And now you got Jay Carney talking about the New Deal administration and the Lochner era, ignoring the Lopez and Morrison cases from just a few years ago, which held laws unconstitutional that impacted interstate commerce. The Supreme Court of the United States, let me be really clear, has the authority to strike this as unconstitutional. Here's the problem. The administration doesn't want that to happen, so they now are attacking the integrity of the Supreme Court of the United States. That is what is at play right now. Now, folks, this is the last 2 days for you to join on. As this nonsense continues, we've got to fight back on these mandates, the forced payment for abortion that we've been dealing with, and send a message to the White House that the judiciary is not going to be intimidated. That's why we have co-equal branches of government. That's why we have a Supreme Court of the United States. If you've had enough of this administration bullying the court and trying to intimidate all of us, then you go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. I want you on that petition. Last 2 days for you to do it, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Really, folks, stand up against what the president's trying to do here. Have your voice heard. aclj.org or 877 888-989-2255. Jordan, let's go to the phones. But before we do, let's talk about what you just were talking about right before the break. And that is this whole idea that the president's acting as if striking down an act of Congress is some kind of anomaly that it never happens.
Yeah, and that's just not true. It's not true since 1803 when the court said, no, you can't give us that additional power. Kind of interesting. It's like when we represent the member of Congress in this case where they said, no, we don't want this kind of power to issue these mandates. The court did that about the 1789 Judiciary Act. That's what Marbury versus Madison's about in 1803. Since then, you learn in law school that this is the court's role, their proper role. Look at the law, decide is it constitutional or not. That's it. That's the key. If you are upset with this, and I think the backtracking here is pretty ridiculous, this is what I love about Eric Holder. Bite 18, just take a listen.
What the president said a couple of days ago was appropriate. He indicated that we obviously respect decisions that that courts make under our system of government and since Marbury versus Madison.
So appropriate, Dad, that they've spent now, what is this, 3 days backtracking from it? I mean, not very appropriate, Mr. Number One law enforcement official in the country.
And obviously such an issue because Judge Jerry Smith, U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, number nine, a federal court of appeals judge to a Department of Justice lawyer. Here's what he said.
I would like to have from you by noon on Thursday a letter stating what is the position of the Attorney General and the Department of Justice in regard to the recent statements by the President, stating specifically and in detail in reference to those statements what the authority is of the federal courts in this regard in terms of judicial review.
There you have it. So a federal judge not too happy, actually a panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. Jordan, let's go to the phones. A lot of people calling in.
That's right. Let's go to Ann calling from Texas Online 2. Ann, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you.
Hi, Ann.
Thank you for what you do for
sure.
The country. I just wanted to make a statement that this is the same Chicago-style politics
that's
ruled with forever. And instead of wanting to be president, he wants to be a dictator like Chavez and everybody else, that he wants to go liberate the people. And this is just ridiculous.
Well, this is an intimidation tactic against the federal judiciary, against the Supreme Court that he's worried about will strike down his legislation. Harvard law professor, liberal Lawrence Tribe said this, quote, presidents should generally refrain from commenting on pending cases during the process of judicial deliberation. Even if such comments won't affect the justices a bit, they can contribute to an atmosphere of public cynicism that I know this president laments. Well, he caused it. Folks, the president is causing, and for 3 days now, they are having to deal with it. I was on CNN and Fox yesterday dealing with this issue. I'm on Fox again this afternoon at about 1:30 Eastern time on Megyn Kelly's broadcast. Again, this is being covered heavy. Folks, this is what makes a difference, the ability to stand up and fight back. So here's what I want to ask you as we go back to the phones in just a moment. Will you stand with us and send a message to the White House saying we are not going to let the judiciary be intimidated because of the president's comments, and we're going to respect the Constitution, and we're not going to be forced to pay for abortions. We're not going to be forced to violate our conscience. Again, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Dave calling from California on line 6. Dave, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how Obama would react if a justice that was favorable to his opinion, especially a justice that he himself appointed, would happen to disagree with one or more of his...
Well, this is why he's saying this, Dave. It's intimidation of... Listen, that's why he had his attorney general, his domestic policy advisor, the HHS secretary, all at the court for all 3 days. 6.5 hours of oral argument. I would think the attorney general's got other things to handle, considering he's the number one law enforcement official in the country. But I think it was there for intimidation, to the point, Dave, where Justice Kagan was basically arguing the case for the Obama administration because the Solicitor General was getting pretty beat up in the oral argument. So she took over. And let me tell you something. A lot easier to argue aside from the case from sitting from behind the bench up on a podium with a robe on than it is to actually be standing down there. But she took that on, and she was almost like putting it on display for Eric Holder. These are people very close to the president. Valerie Jarrett, Kathleen Sebelius, these are the key folks. And it's the key law. So, Dave, I think you're absolutely right. He would react as it's not judicial activism if President Obama supports it. And this is this president. He is all about whether or not you agree with him. If you don't agree with him, it's the bad words. He will use conservatives' own key words, like judicial activism, against people when he doesn't like it.
And he gets judicial activism actually backwards, because judicial activism means the court creating a right when one does not exist. A court declaring an act or a law unconstitutional is exactly what the judiciary is charged to do. They determine whether something's constitutional or not. So they are trying to change the words, folks, and we shouldn't be intimidated by it, nor are we going to be. When I was debating Jeff Toobin on CNN yesterday, I said, you know, your definition of judicial activism is anytime the Supreme Court in the United States or a federal court disagrees with you, they're judicial activists. And that's not the way the law is supposed to be.
Yeah, let's get right back to the phones again. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Susan calling from Colorado on line 3. Susan, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Susan.
For everything you do. I have a couple of quick comments.
Sure.
Number one, the mandatory health care thing where we have to carry health care.
Right.
What about all this whole bill, Jay, that has trillions and trillions of debt? I was watching Fox News the other day, and they said that this will actually bankrupt our nation, number one.
Well, we got the report from the CBO, and the actual costs, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Well, I'm talking a second, Susan, would double what was anticipated. But go ahead. So, yes, you're right. The economic putting the morals issues aside, the economic impact on this is dramatic. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. And that is the moral issue, you know, for the,
of course.
Funding Planned Parenthood, all the, you know, the things with.
But it's more than funding Planned Parenthood. I want you to understand this, folks. You're under these insurance plans, your plan is probably going to have reproductive benefits, because the president called that essential care. We have to take $12 out of our pocket and hand it to the abortionists. That's effectively what's happening here. And at the same time, you got the president of the United States challenging and chastising the Supreme Court of the United States. That's the real problem, what's going on here.
I think what we have to understand, and Susan talked about this as well, is that, listen, this is a horrible bill. It's so bad, the law is so bad, that even Justice Sotomayor said that in court when asking a question, is this just poorly done, poorly put together. The cost is doubled. We now estimate that between 3 and 20 million people, I love these estimates from the government, 3 and 20 million people will lose their employer-provided care. The cost is doubled. That's just for the next 8 years now, from $990 billion to $1.76 trillion. Folks, this is only the beginning of a disaster, and we need to all raise our voices.
All right. Now, folks, Will Haynes just sent this to me, and he's absolutely right. Listen to this. The president says that it would be judicial activism to declare an act of Congress unconstitutional, and that act of Congress, of course, is the Health Care Act. But yesterday, the administration was in federal court in Boston arguing that the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional. So what are they doing here? You can't have it both ways, folks. Now, my view is the court makes the decision. That's what happens when you live in a republic. Fight back on this and call and join our petition. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Take it back, America.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. President Obama taking an extraordinary step, issuing a warning to the Supreme Court, characterizing those who would vote against Obamacare's individual mandate as participating in some kind of judicial activism. This unprecedented criticism of the High Court is unwarranted and inappropriate. It undermines our republic and the separation of powers. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Send a powerful message to the President and HHS Secretary Sebelius. The individual mandate violates the Constitution and religious freedom. The ACLJ is committed to protecting religious liberty, freedom of conscience, and standing up for those who don't want to be forced to pay for insurance coverage that violates their religious beliefs. Add your name to our petition calling on President Obama and HHS Secretary Sebelius to permit Americans to opt out of a mandate that violates their religious beliefs. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
So here's what you've got. You've got the administration saying that it's judicial activism to declare Obamacare unconstitutional, but it's not judicial activism for a court to declare the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional. That was Wednesday. So between Monday and Wednesday, the administration has taken both positions on judicial review. Now, this tells you what's going to happen here, and we've got to fight back. So let's go right to the phones, but the fact of the matter is we've got to fight back aggressively, folks. We're letting the White House know through this petition. We're letting our leaders know we're not going to be intimidated. Again, last 2 days for you to sign on to this, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go.
Let's go to Delza calling in Maine on line 6. Delza, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Delza.
Hi, thanks for letting me speak. I'd like to say the reason why Obama's doing this is because those who like him are going to accept what he says as gospel without thinking. And all the media outlets are not going to challenge what he said.
Well, the media outlets are challenging. Let me play for you very clearly here. This is from Fox News, Ed Henry, with White House Press Secretary Jay Carney. And they get into it a little bit here, folks. You'll just hear a little bit of it. Take a listen to number 16.
He didn't specify what you're specifying now.
He did yesterday.
Yesterday. But in his original comments, he did not draw out that caveat. He just said the whole thing would be unprecedented.
That's not what he said, Ed. That's not certainly what he meant. And it was clear to most folks who observe this.
No, let's play what the president said. I mean, I think that's what we have to remember here. Let's play number 4.
I just remind conservative commentators that for years what we've heard is the biggest problem on the bench was judicial activism or a lack of judicial restraint, that an unelected group of people would somehow overturn a duly constituted and passed law. Well,
okay, so the president is saying that, so it's wrong to overturn Obamacare, but it's okay to overturn DOMA. Now, you go figure that one out, folks, because it's incomprehensible the president saying this. Jordan, who's next?
Let's get right back to the phones. Let's go to Sheila calling in Maine on line 3. Sheila, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, thank you for having me on the line.
Sure.
My comment is basically for the small guy who's struggling out there, trying to find work or doesn't have work, doesn't matter either way. Low income, can't afford insurance to begin with, and now he wants to implement a penalty where people can't even afford to get insurance that would have had it in the beginning. So the whole thing doesn't even make sense, and I agree with everything that you're saying about a constitutional right.
Well, I think, Sheila, you've hit the nail on the head. The Patients Protection Affordable Care Act doesn't affect the poor that already get the coverage. That's Medicaid. Those are people that, you know, are already getting coverage. And the penalty line is, the poverty line actually goes up to 133% of the current number. So more people will fall under poverty, which means they fall under Medicaid, so they get the coverage. The wealthy people, they can buy whatever health insurance they want. They don't even need it from employers. They can just buy it. Who gets hit? The middle class. The middle class, because 5 to 20 million of you will be losing your health insurance that you get from your employer. And then guess what? You'll still have to get the coverage that they mandate. And you will not get a lot of benefits from the government. You may get some, but you're not going to get full coverage like people think this is free health care. No, not for the middle class. It's not the wealthy who care. It's not the poor who care. It's the middle class. It's most of the people listening to this radio show right now who are going to get hit hard.
And hit hard is, the reality is the economic numbers are showing it. Now, Jordan, are you going to take calls on your program today? Hey, folks, keep calling in because Jordan's going to be live also right after this broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 for the Jordan Sekulow Show. So if we don't get to you right now, hang on the line. We will get to you. If you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Let's get right back to the phone calls. Let's go to Karen calling Colorado on line 2. Karen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Great.
I just want to say I absolutely agree. I mean, my husband and I were having the same conversation last night. It is exactly what the court is supposed to do. They are supposed to decide whether or not a law is constitutional or unconstitutional. And Obama is a constitutional attorney. He knows this. He is just using words.
You're absolutely correct, but let me play for you so everybody knows what we're talking about. Very important here, Karen. This is what Judge Jerry Smith, U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, in talking with a Department of Justice lawyer that was appearing before him in a case, he asked this question. Number 10.
I'm referring to statements by the president in the past few days to the effect, and I'm sure you've heard about them, that it is somehow inappropriate for what he termed unelected judges to strike acts of Congress that have enjoyed, and he was referring, of course, to Obamacare, to what he termed a broad consensus and majorities in both houses of Congress.
So there you have it. I mean, this is coming from a federal judge, so you're absolutely correct, and the president is doing this as an intimidation factor. He's trying to kind of back off it, but really not back off it. That's what's happening here. He really hasn't backed off it, Jordan.
Not at all. I mean, he had Eric Holder saying it's appropriate. I mean, what he said is appropriate. No, it's not. His press secretary wouldn't have to keep talking about it. A federal court judge wouldn't ask the administration to the Department of Justice submit a document about why it's okay for a court to declare law unconstitutional. They go into court all the time and say something is or is not constitutional. And that's
their job.
The left on this is why it's so upsetting to me, I think, because they'll go into court and say that some law is unconstitutional, like the marriage law, like Proposition 8, for instance. That's fine to fight. But health care, no, you're not allowed to declare that unconstitutional. Just think about that for a moment. Let it sink in. Let's take another phone call. Marcus in California on line one. This is a great one. Marcus, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Two things I want to say. Like when you recorded, the first thing that came on in the recording about Obama saying the majority of Democrats voted for this, but he lied to them and saying, well, take the abortion thing out.
Well, that's correct. I mean, he made that executive order statement about abortion and it never, and then they all laughed that it was meaningless. But look, I mean, it wasn't even, the president actually said it was passed, you know, overwhelmingly, wide majority. It barely got through. We know that. And it took legislative machinations to get it through. So that's the reality. But let me encourage you to do a couple things, folks. If you're on the line right now, stay on the line. Jordan's going to be taking your calls on the Jordan Sekulow Show, so you can call us at 1-800-684-3110. Here's what the president said. Listen to soundbite number three.
Ultimately, I'm confident that the Supreme Court will not take what would be an unprecedented, extraordinary step of overturning a law that was passed by a strong majority.
A strong majority. Maybe I'm not doing the math right, Jordan, but didn't it make it through the House by like 8 votes?
Two votes. It was 219.
5 votes. Okay.
219. I mean, it passed by two. It's 219, and the Senate barely passed as well. So, again, this is all made up by the president. I don't even know if he realized what he's saying, but listen, the White House certainly does. It's been three days backtracking from this. We're going into the holiday weekend, and this is the story. The story is the president, Mr. Harvard Law and constitutional law professor, doesn't think the Supreme Court can declare a law unconstitutional. He just needs to keep his mouth shut, especially when you're talking about right before the court has not issued an order. He can criticize an opinion. You can criticize the Supreme Court and their decisions. Certainly we have before. Roe versus Wade is one of those. But this preemptive attack to try to influence them, he knows they voted on Friday last week, and he knows that they can switch their opinion right up until
exactly.
The day the opinion comes out.
All right, folks, let me encourage you to do something. If you go to ACLJ.org, the website, we've got a lot of information posted about these two appearances that I've done, one on CNN, one on Fox. I'm going to be on Fox in about an hour, so about 1:30 Eastern time, talking about this issue, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Jordan's going to be live, so stay on the phones. But, folks, last 2 days to send the message back to the White House that we're not going to take this. Jordan's going to give you the number. Let's fight back now.
Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org. Again, 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.